Now, in this year, 2013, a pilot program was launched, and the program helps build a baseline for the state assessment of childhood obesity, which is such a big conversation today.
It is, and we're engaged in working with them as far as the childhood obesity. Childhood diabetes is just rampant. When you look at what's happening in the schools now, they're trying to improve their diet, trying to replace the soda pop and all the things that these kids are drinking. So it's a concerted effort with several publics in the state, but we're very engaged in that, trying to get this turned around, because they're telling us this is going to be a major, major issue. If we don't get this thing turned around in their childhood, then as adults, the early onset of diabetes is going to have a tremendous health impact.
The Oklahoma Caring Foundation operates 5 caring vans now, 2 of which are based in Tulsa, 2 in Oklahoma City, 1 operated by the Choctaw Nation Health Services and based in southeast Oklahoma.
Everyone knows the state of Oklahoma has several Indian tribes with the Indian Health Service. We're working with Indian Health Service trying to get into the tribes. We'd like to be able to put a van with some of the other major tribes with their health programs, and we're working toward doing that.
This is a nonprofit organization. But all these immunizations, where is the money coming from?
Blue Cross basically funds that. In addition to having our own fundraisers, we have fundraisers throughout the year, contributions, grants. We have a grant writing team. They'll go out and write a grant, and we'll get grants from various entities to support this. Blue Cross provides all the administrative costs and everything as an in-kind contribution. The Champions of Health program is an offshoot of this, and once again, like I said, it was an attempt to recognize the good things that are happening in healthcare through the hospitals, through the different agencies. We have one event a year. We bring in speakers. Last year, we had Magic Johnson come in and talk about health-related issues. We had Laura Bush come in the year before. So we bring in some prominent speakers to address healthcare issues, but at the same time, we recognize, along with our partners, all the good programs in the state that are doing things like wellness programs, programs for the aging, the caring for the kids. And there's any number of programs in the state that we recognize, and they can submit names. I don't know, we have like maybe 200 people submit recommendations, and we give like 7 awards a year. We give them a cash award for their program as well as recognition for that program. And it's like, say, just something to focus on the good things that are going on and trying to get people to focus on improving wellness and these programs and things throughout the state.
It's almost like now, if you're not doing anything for yourself, it's not because you weren't informed or educated. The country and the state and our city is talking about it so much.
Yeah.
How can you not hear it?
And the resources are there, and that's the attempt of this program, is to put resources out there that people can take advantage of. And quite candidly, why some people don't take advantage of it, it's hard to understand. That's why we want to be proactive in this and trying to promote it. So we've done any number of programs to try to address this.
It's just the national conversation now.
Yeah.
Must have made you feel good to know that you were helping people, and it wasn't all about money here. I mean, you were affecting people's lives.
It did. And you have to understand that people don't understand. We are a mutual, not-for-profit organization. Technically, what that means from a legal aspect is our members are the owners of this company. We don't have stockholders or shareholders. And we would tell people, as president, I'm no more an owner of this company than you are. Every member is an owner of this organization as a mutual company.
And mutual companies in America.
So our dollars don't go back to stockholders. They go to you. And that's why we need to reinvest your premium dollars back to improving your health and providing as much health care for you as we can for your premium dollar. About 9 cents of every dollar goes to administration, but about 90 to 91 cents of every dollar goes back to that member and their health care. And that's why it's incumbent on Blue Cross, and this is what we really believe in, that we promote as much health and wellness for our owners, the members, as we can, and return every penny we can to them, because they are the owner of this company.